We're recording now. Grant, tell your story about the guy in disguise.
Yeah, so my dad ran into an old friend who I've done some acting stuff with, and like he's usually been a director in the things that I'm in. And he came in straight up, like, had the hat on, pulled over his eyes, like the detective looking hat. I don't know what to call it. Like, not like a fedora.
Like a fedora?
But,
oh my God.
Yeah. glasses, like, his coat was kind of pulled up, so I couldn't see his face.
Was it like Groucho Marx glasses?
And he started bitching about a ghost that was haunting him named Jerry.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, he led up to it. So there was like a minute of me like, this motherfucker. He got a water and tipped me a dollar. I was like, fuck this guy. Yeah. And then as soon as he said Jerry, I was like, hold on. Who are you? And then he looked up and I was like, fucking rich. Really? Oh, he laughed so hard.
That was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, he was like, I got you. He was like, nah, I ran into your dad. He said you worked here. I hadn't seen the dude in like 5 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Jerry, on IMDb, I think. Is it? Does it have a Rotten Tomatoes rating yet?
Oh, I don't know. I've never checked. I don't know if that happens for short films.
I doubt it.
It should. It was good.
I hope it's
check scored. It out wherever it is available, which it is not. I it think is
it's
available.
On Vimeo.
You probably have to have like a WCU password or some bullshit.
No, I think you can find it. I'll put it in the goddamn show notes. Go look at our
put it in the show notes, man.
Go look at our short film that we made 8,000 years ago.
Yeah. This is Man Bites Dog.
Welcome to Man Bites Dog.
Welcome.
It's the weekly news game.
We're doing a podcast.
That's our tagline.
I feel like I let everyone down with that story because no one knows what great. The fuck we were talking about.
No, it was good.
Fuck them.
That was for us. This isn't for them.
You know what? If you're listening, you can fuck right off.
Well.
Hey, if you're listening, you can start jacking off now.
Right.
Let's get into the pod.
No, wait. Hold on. Right.
Hold on.
Right now. Now. Okay. Yeah. Good.
We're doing it together.
Yeah. My name is Mike Hill. I'm here with Grant Hingebeld.
Hello.
And Case Hill.
You mispronounced his last name, man.
Oh, sorry.
That is not Hingle. Cool.
Hingebeld.
Hang around.
Okay. Hang around. Grant Hang Around. So named because he hanged around. Yeah. I've got 10 questions for you guys based on strange news stories from around the world. We're finally doing a normal fucking game.
Shut up.
Yeah, we're back.
It has been forever.
Just shut like I said, up. We'd be back.
Nice.
Grant and Case are going to take turns answering these questions. If they can get 7 out of 10 of these correct, they'll get to hold the Man Bites Dog Photoshop stock footage chalice of honor. Oh my God.
Nice.
Oh my God.
So open.
Oh man, I like that.
If they fail to get 7 of them, I will hold it.
Yep.
I will hold it, though I do not know the way. 10 points up for grabs.
You know, I think you should just leave it wherever it already is.
2 more in the bonus round. Are you guys ready?
Are you going to mention the fucking hamster?
Oh, if you get.
Yeah. Say it.
If you get all 12 available points, I will put down my headset and I will go get a hamster. And you're going to have to wait here until I get back. And then I will introduce my hamster to you on the show.
What you'll actually do is watch the fucking soccer game, and then you'll probably get it on, like, Tuesday.
That is true. Tuesday's a good day for hamsters.
Tuesday's a great hamster day.
Oh man.
I only buy hamsters on Tuesdays.
Every day I wake up, I, like, throw the covers
They're
off of me.
They're fresh on Tuesdays. That's they true. Have that crunch.
Every Tuesday I get up and I stand up and I'm like, hamster day. And then I go about my business.
You just take a big old whiff of cedar chips. I mean, and just, start chowing it down. It's awesome.
I swear to God, if we ever win a hamster, I'm getting one just so he has a friend. Just so he or she has a buddy.
That's pretty good.
But like a Zoom buddy, they'll Zoom each other regularly.
Yeah, well, you gotta be safe.
And I'm going to name him Case and G, and then just put a sign in the terrarium that says, "Where's Mike?"
Case, why did you text us if Michael wins Photoshop a trash can?
Wait, what?
I hate you so much. If you win Photoshop, God damn it.
I like to look right at the joke. Anyway, here are your headlines.
I hate
Bastard's trying to give me show notes in process. God damn. Anyway,
I can see it now.
You want to give me stage direction, motherfucker? Anyway.
Hey, Mike, can we bring the energy up?
You okay, pal? What's going on?
Fuck. Guys, we're going to call it 5. Let's get Mike some coffee.
That is a great idea, though. I might do that. I have that number one.
Yeah.
Who's going first, bitch?
That's how you know you're on the right side of an argument. Oh, yeah? Well, you're stupid.
That's such a thing to do.
Hey, number one.
The Hangnail Boys, if you're losing an argument, you just get louder and start repeating.
Oh my
saying.
God. Yeah. Headline number one. Grant, I'm going to arbitrarily decide you're first.
Yes.
The Burger Lord says, don't say bad, Ward.
Yeah, he does.
Those words really look like they should rhyme. they really do. A Burger King employee in Greggs, Michigan, was briefly fired after speaking to a customer through the restaurant's drive-thru speaker. The customer claimed that the employee had cursed at her when taking the order. What word did it turn out the employee actually said?
Oh, wow.
Was it A, coffee? B, chicken? C, ice cream? Or D, bagel?
I really love... Oh, shit, bagel. That caught me off guard. All right, so bagel could be bitch. Coffee could be cunt.
What needs to be, okay, I don't know if alliteration is the route to take here. I would think rhyming.
Well, I you mean, try like, it, I'm, asshole. What do you think they are?
Chicken wow. could be fucking. Like, you could be like, oh, it gets one of the fucking sandwiches, and fucking diggins, it's a fucking fingers, and it's a fucking sandwich, it is.
Oh my god, that might be the best bit you've ever done.
I got a 5-piece fucking nugget.
Hey, you just pull right off your fucking table.
Excuse me? Oh my god.
Did you say no mayo on that fucking chicken? I just said fucking chicken. Too far.
You couldn't do it.
Too far.
Oh. I love that. You know, this whoever this employee was, I assume he's like a teenager, probably said, like, get your fucking chicken, man. and she was so mad, and he was like, no, I said chicken.
What are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about, lady?
Oh, man. I like bagel, and I like chicken. I like bagel for the stretch. I feel like you'd have to go pretty far to think that if someone said bagel, they cussed at you. Yeah, that's a creative mind there. Also, did you say Greg's Michigan? I didn't know Greg owned Michigan.
Oh, sorry. No, there's not like an apostrophe. It's G-R-E-G-G-S.
Fuck Greg.
Yeah, not normal Michigan. Listen, Greg's Michigan.
If you live in Michigan, it's not Greg's, okay? It's all of yours.
Everybody knows that Michigan that is just Michigan, but Greg's Michigan is Wisconsin.
God damn it, Greg.
It's like just like a 3-mile area in Wisconsin. It's like, he moved from Michigan, he fucking hated it, and so he's like, this is my Michigan.
What if you wanted to visit somebody, and they're like, you want to get some chicken, and be like, well, we can't go to Greg's. Stay out of there. They'll cuss at you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What do you think, Case? Coffee or bagel?
I told you what I think. I think it's chicken.
God damn it. I like chicken. Is chicken B or C?
Chicken is B, yeah.
Ice cream works too, I guess.
No.
Okay, you know what?
Man, this has been a contentious episode.
No, we're not doing ice cream.
Okay,
asshole.
We're not doing ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So
you're just trying to get me to lose.
Coffee. How do you make coffee sound like a cuss word? What are some cuss words that we know?
I'm going with chicken.
Damn.
Fart.
But
let's do chicken. I agree with Case.
Okay, want to go with B? I think his answer was C, but
no, it's B.
Okay, B. Okay, you like chicken? Yeah. You were pushing ice cream, so I didn't. Anyway, okay, all right, fine. I was taking my Dunkin' Donuts order. I didn't really listen.
He was exploring ice cream. Dunkin' he wasn't pushing it.
I'm sorry. Okay, you want to go with B, chicken?
Yeah, let's do chicken.
Ooh, that is correct.
Nice.
Good job, Grant.
Case for the win.
I guess if you DoorDash them, they are doorknobs. What?
We got to stop focusing on donuts so hard. It's going to take one of us out of the game at a time. Anyway, headline number two.
Talking about donuts.
Briefly. This is quality content. Headline number two. Case, this is for you.
Cock rings.
Who is what?
Cock rings.
God damn it.
What is happening?
You headline put number two. Penis in a donut.
Oh, okay, in a donut.
Now it's a ring.
Headline number two. Broken Trump thrown in dump.
Then you got a sticky dick and no donut. I mean, that's like, why would you stick your dick in a donut? Like, eat the donut. Stick your dick in something far more, you know, useful.
You're not going to eat it. A very like a sad, fat table. Man is going to eat it.
Oof.
Yeah.
Case, this is yours. A wax figure of Donald Trump at Louis Tussauds Waxworks in San Antonio, Texas, had to be moved after it was damaged. It had deep marks on its waxy face. Probably my favorite sentence. Necessitating its move into storage. What damaged Mr. Trump? A, it was punched in the face by visitors.
God, man, I would pay so much money for that. Sorry.
B, it was attacked by crows. C, toothpicks. Or D, humped by dogs.
It just says toothpicks?
Mm-hmm.
Case, I'm glad this is yours.
Would you please elaborate on the toothpicks?
Yeah, can we talk about that?
Toothpicks.
All right. He said it with more emphasis.
I think you put that on the wrong syllable.
We're doing all the hits from the 50s, man. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Except all the racist ones, hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm thinking crows, just because I know that crows are smart enough to hold grudges. And while I do like the
idea
that it was repeatedly punched
in
the face.
Hold on. Back the fuck up. You can't just say that.
I just knew I was going to catch his ass.
Are you fucking kidding me? They're smart enough to hold grudges?
They're smart enough to do all kinds of shit.
They can recognize faces and hold grudges.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
Yeah, like if you're an asshole too, which like the underlying context of the study is that scientists were a bunch of dicks to birds for a while.
Yeah,
right.
Which I got, like for science, but you know who cares?
Tim was mean to a crow and it pecked out his eyes.
I'm just gonna start like if I'm ever just out in the driveway and I see a crow, I'm just gonna heckle it.
You know what's funny?
What?
There was this. you're gonna Statler and Waldorf it.
Crow.
you're gonna Statler and Waldorf. There was this lady. I don't remember where it was, but she like gave food to a crow, and then more crows came, so she kept feeding them, and then it started attacking her neighbors because they thought she was in danger.
Yeah, they get a little possessive. Like, they'll be your friends.
Yeah.
I don't know what's gonna happen. It's gonna start Statler and Waldorfing you. You're gonna like be out. You're gonna try to be funny.
Should we be asking for a crow instead of a hamster? They sound cool as shit.
I don't know where I'd get one.
I've heard they're terrible pets.
Yeah, I don't want one. Some birds aren't meant to be caged.
There was a lot of interest for me in Game of Thrones. I wanted a crow. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I guess I just missed my friend.
Oh, man. Oh, way to bring it home.
Anyway.
Oh.
Jake.
Can we have a fucking podcast?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, please give me an answer.
B?
B, crows. The great answer is A, punched in the face by visitors.
Punched in Good the for face. Them.
Good for them.
Apparently, that's an ongoing issue with presidential wax figures. There was one that Obama's ears were pulled off, and George Bush was attacked
a
few times.
Man, how good would it be to just like sink your knuckles into Herbert Hoover?
Oh. You're telling me like I haven't done that. Headline number three. Oh, you mean like the wax figure? Anyway.
I mean, either one, just some guy named Herbert Hoover.
Yeah, wasn't the Herbert Hoover.
My guess is Nixon's nose never makes it out alive. Like, someone always rips that thing off.
He's like
somebody's always biting that thing off. Headline number three. Grant, we're back to you. It's German, baby.
It's what?
German. German.
Okay. Wow.
Baby. Oh, God. In Germany, the number of new words inspired by the COVID-19 pandemic exceeds 1,200, according to a list compiled by the Leibniz Institute for German Language. Which of these is not, are you listening? Which of these is not a real German term created thanks to COVID?
This is going to be real hard to write down.
This is going to be fucked up. Yeah.
Is it Corona Fußgruß or Corona Foot Greeting? Is it B, Unglückssinn, or depression food? Is it C, Abstandsbier, or distance beer? Or is it D, Gesichtskondom, or face condom?
Motherfucker. Okay, Case, I just wrote down this is the made-up question.
If so, Michael deserves credit for all of the work he would have had to put in.
Yeah, but he's good at shit like this. Have you had an off week, Mike?
I'm not saying it'd be impossible.
You got a little spare time?
Google Translate in spare time is all you need.
I took 3 days off for this.
But, like, Germans love their neologisms. Like, they are, like, because they could just, like, combine words together, and they sound fun.
First the crows, now the Germans. Do you just know everything, motherfucker? Like,
don't ask him that.
If I told you, it would disappoint you.
Case, mute your microphone and tell me what the word... Tell me what the German word for food is.
I don't know. I don't know German.
No, I think he means mute your microphone and then type it into Google.
Yeah. I can say, and no eggs in German. I can say un kein Eier. I can say Gesundheit.
I'm gonna go with
C. I can say stuff in a German accent.
Let's do distance beer because they're.
Let's do the distance beer. That's more Swedish, I think.
More of a like a European kind of drinking culture, like in a healthy way, not like American.
Grant, which one is not the neologism?
Which one's not real? The answer.
Oh shit!
I said, are you listening?
Yeah, but I forgot.
It doesn't matter if I listened.
Oh, shit.
So just go the opposite of what you were thinking.
Let's do the food one.
Depression food greeting? The depression food, that's what I would go with,
A, yeah, let's do A.
Because it doesn't sound good. It doesn't have that German...
Unglückssinn is B. That's depression food.
Yeah, let's do the depression food.
Okay, B. That is correct, goddamn.
Nice!
Two and oh, man. Two and oh.
I think I'm 1-1. I think that was a fake one.
Headline number 4. It doesn't matter. It's all points. Headline number 4.
We'll see what happens.
Case says, you sushi for sush free. Fuck me. The Taiwanese government is urging residents not to change their legal names to take advantage of a restaurant's free sushi promotion. Nearly 100 people have registered to change their names under the country's Name Act to take advantage of a restaurant chain called Sushiro's promotion, which promises free sushi for customers whose name includes certain Chinese characters. What does your name have to be to get some free sushi? A. Salmon. B. Avocado. C. Crab. Or D. Seaweed.
I had a buddy named Seaweed. Well, that wasn't his name. That's what we called him. His name was His name was Corey Weed. We called him Seaweed, obviously.
Oh, that's great.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Yellowfin wasn't one of them.
That's funny, because I had a friend named Liam, and everybody called him Mailman, because it was his name backward. It was a very Holes reference kind of generation.
Shut up about that movie. Stop it.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's a bit much. I actually know the answer to this question.
Oh, no shit.
And it's Salmon.
I shit you not.
Oh, shit you not.
Black Knight. Shit. Black Knight is one of my favorite movies.
Hey, anyway. Say that in German.
Und shit not.
Scheißen.
Nope.
De nada.
Wow. That doesn't even mean that in Spanish.
Did you just say shit thank you or something?
I think that means it's nothing, right?
Yeah, shit it's nothing. That's
what I can come up with. In two different languages.
So I don't know German. I know Scheiße.
Yeah, I don't know why we made you our German expert. What's your answer?
Salmon.
Okay, that is correct. Number 5, Grant, over to you. Party time at the Tahoe House.
Yeah, it is.
A 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom, multifamily home in
Salt Lake City?
No, South Lake Tahoe. Stupid idiot. has been listed for $650,000, and it comes with some unusual guests in every room.
Does it?
The listing says it will be sold as is. What are the guests? A, pigeons.
Fuck.
B, China dolls. C, C, mannequins, or D, caterpillars?
You fucking asshole. The mannequins?
Kiss the mannequin, mannequin.
Okay. Pigeons is...
mannequins.
Pigeons is gross.
Pigeons is gross.
Pigeons is gross, bro.
That's gross, dude. They're just shitting everywhere. Reading New York newspapers.
I mean, the same could be said for dolls, though.
Every time I see a pigeon, I think they're from New York.
I liked it.
Hey, welcome to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, you got some pizza.
And they're just like,
I'm walking here.
And they're just bitching about the quality of the local newspaper.
The bagels suck.
Yeah, the bagels suck. They're
you
like,
call I'm used this to, journalism.
I'm used to reading the Times. They got this High Point Enterprise called the High Point Surprise. It's full of shit. Yeah.
Oh God! Letter to the editor, more like letter to the void.
You can't even make a good pizza pie.
Oh, now they're just Italian stereotypes. Cool, awesome. We went full circle.
Dear Abby, obviously no life experience. Let me tell you.
Oh man, that's great. Pigeons are awesome.
Here's what you do: you forget about it.
That's all you gotta do.
All right, so no pigeons, no caterpillars, right?
That old chestnut.
Do they have those in Tahoe? I don't fucking know.
I mean, probably Chase, not.
You really
right?
think
I
it's
mean,
mannequins?
I mean, yes.
What was the other
but
one? Like,
I'm also what's an idiot. So
what's
I don't
a
know.
China doll? What is that?
A doll
made of China.
With, like, a porcelain face.
Okay.
It's not made in China or anything. It just has porcelain.
No, all I could think of was, like the Russian dolls that you can... like
a nesting doll? Yeah,
one
no,
inside the other.
Doll.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I was
It's not
thinking.
A cultural thing. It's a material thing.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Fuck it. Let's go mannequin.
Okay.
Fuck
go
it.
See mannequins. We're fucking it. It is. Wait, not the mannequin. To be clear, we're not.
Well,
I mean,
we can.
Fuck donuts. Kiss mannequins. That's our motto. That is correct.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You guys are well on your way to having the stock footage Joust of Honor. I'm so proud.
Now
of
I think that's the fake one.
Well, we're going on break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Hi, I'm Nate.
And I'm Andrew.
And we are the hosts of Two Beards Please podcast.
I asked him if he'd ever done this before. He said that he had.
So you're asking these questions while you're on the operating table?
Just before we start, right.
So you didn't think to ask these questions like in a consultation visit
or something?
I really
didn't care. I just wanted
lines?
To prolong the hot knife cauterization as long as I could.
I also had some adults come to my door, not with kids.
Did you give them candy?
I did.
What's wrong with you?
What's
they deserve apples. It's my favorite comedy movie that I could think of in 4 hours when some idiot says, what's your favorite 4 comedy movies of all time? Okay. This beardy is based on a limited amount of time, and I only had 2 beers. Laugh with us or laugh at us. Either way, you're laughing, and we're responsible.
Find all of the links to our social media, as well as major listening platforms on our website, twobeardsplease.com.
We're back! Just like I said, we'd be back. That's a line from the Mark Thomas Travis Show, Blink 182.
Boom!
Hey, should I watch that? Is that like a TV show?
No,
like,
it's just an album. It's a live album. As always, make sure you follow us at ManBitesDogPod on Twitter and Instagram. That's right. It's Plug Corner. Is that what we're calling it? Plug Corner?
Yes,
it
is.
The house at Plug Corner.
We're
the
not
house at, no. That's, that's
we're not calling it that.
Okay, well it's at Man Bites Dog Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
No fucking way in hell.
You can find me, my name is Mike Hill. You can find me at Anxious Mike on Instagram and Twitter, and Case has artwork and stuff. It's adorable. I'm just kidding. It's really good.
I'm that Case Hill on Instagram.
Yeah.
And our Case Hill on Facebook. If you, I'll probably make a page.
You should make a page. It's you know
I should make a page.
It's like actual art. It's not like this.
No.
Real. It's like actual. Anyway,
it's really pretentious. You might like it.
Yeah, you might like it. And also make sure you leave us a review and a rating if you enjoy the show. I'm notably leaving Grant out because he doesn't have any social media.
Grant, okay, here's how. If you want to talk to Grant, what you
I'm
do?
I'm getting
you
there.
Walk into the woods, half as far as you can go. Okay, you find the sycamore. It's a big sycamore. You'll recognize it because it just it doesn't look like it should be there. Okay,
hold but on.
It's
talk always to a, talk to a there. Crow before you get halfway.
And you no, the crow comes later, Grant. You should know this. It's your social media. Then you grab the sticks, the two sticks that are always right there. They're nice, good beetle, and you just start banging on that sycamore, right? And the crow comes. The crow will land on your shoulder, and you tell the crow.
Because what he
you
knows
want Grant
me.
To know, man. All right? Yeah. And then the crow flies off, and Grant knows. And when the sun shines warm upon your face, and the nice breeze tickles your ball sack, you will know that Grant liked your post.
And you have either... Well, I can't... Never mind. Y'all are going to get mad at me. All right. Newspaper.
Nope.
Newspaper.
This is why Grant doesn't have a real social media account.
Also, make sure you leave us a review and a rating if you enjoy our show. And if you have a question that you want us to answer live, not live, on the show...
Ask us a goddamn question.
Send us an email.
Any question. Any question.
At askmanbitesdog@gmail.com.
I'll start it off. Hey, Grant. Where do babies come from?
Ooh. Pigeons.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. So if you have a question like that, it's askmanbitesdog@gmail.com. Askmanbitesdog@gmail.com.
Hey, shout out. During the break, I texted it to a listener. I don't know if she wants me to reveal
herself. Okay, we should
herself.
Say he knows this listener. It's not like
I know.
We have all of your phone numbers, and we're going to start texting.
I work with this listener. We're friends. And she said, I asked the first question that came to mind, go fuck yourselves.
Awesome. Love it. We'll read that question next week.
So we got one in the bank.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Hopefully next week we'll have at least two. That'll be great. Headline number six. We're back. Case, this is yours?
Yeah.
Also,
it's Case.
We love you guys.
We do that too. Yeah, we do that. We do that hard.
Wait, am I 3 for 3 right now?
You sure are, buddy.
You're 3 for 3. I am 1 for 3.
What? 2 for 3.
Something like that. Headline number 6.
We missed one? Holy crap!
Yeah. Slide found.
Sure.
Okay.
Last December, a 400-pound blue slide was stolen from a playground in Burbank, California.
Oh.
Recently, a man named Dustin Bushnell was arrested and the slide was found. Where did they find it? A, in his son's bedroom. B, in a sex dungeon storage room. C, on his spaceship. Or D, buried behind his trailer.
Oh, man.
I love the trailer.
I love all of these.
And the sex dungeon.
No, Grant. It was a sex dungeon storage room.
You know, they're sliding and fucking. Like
it was the storage room, I'm assuming, for the spillover for all of the sex dungeon stuff. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. It's just like an adult playground. There's like a sex swing and a...
A sex slide. Merry-go-round and like...
There's got to be a merry-go-round.
Just normal tetherball.
A sexy saw.
Just everything has a dildo in it.
Just normal everyday tetherball for if they get bored.
Yeah.
A sex water fountain.
Yeah, and then they're actually like really good at tetherball for some reason.
Sex sidewalk chalk.
You know those little things that you sit on, they got little springs and you like spring back and forth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sex one of those.
Yeah. Yep.
There's got to be the walkway bridge where it's just wobbly as fuck, you know?
No, it is a sex walkway bridge.
Yeah. I can't stress this enough. The only normal thing is the tetherball.
Yeah, the only normal thing.
There's a sex high school bully.
There's a sex sign that says, you know, keep your dog on a leash.
And a sex poop bag thing.
Keep your sex dog on a leash. Your sex dog on a sex leash.
The sex trash can we don't want to talk about.
I feel like there's sex a dog on a sex leash, we went too far. So we should just keep going. Okay, let's move on to the question. I need an answer. Okay. Keep your sex dog on a sex leash. Oh my God, I just imagine a skit where there's a guy like in like full leather and everything like crawling on the ground and he's not leashed. And then a guy walks by and is like, hey!
Someone gets upset.
Keep your sex dog on a sex leash. Because it's humping somebody's leg, you know, like...
What kind of neighborhood is this?
Yeah. You're lucky my sex dog isn't aggressive. Yeah. You can't just walk up to it like that. You gotta let them smell each other from afar.
Oh my god.
We're gonna have to have your sex dog put down.
Like, you don't notice it until you're on the sex slide and you're like, I was about to go down. Now I got to deal with this.
Right. We had kind of a bad day. My sex dog got hit by a sex car. Yeah.
We had to take it to the sex vet.
The sex doctor said there was nothing we could sex do.
So we had to have a sex put down. Held her sex hands until the moment she sex passed away.
Oh, it was so sex beautiful.
She's now buried in the sex.
The sex pet cemetery.
Now her sex soul is with sex god.
What's sex heaven?
Got him through the sex pearl gates.
Sex Peter.
Oh man, what's she's got so her sex wonderful? Heart. Her little sex wings, little sex halo.
What's so wonderful about this is we know how visual Case is. He's having a much better time than we are.
What's funny is in my mind, they're all completely normal.
They just have name tags that say Sex St. Peter.
Yeah. I was just a little balloon in their head.
Oh, man.
That was just like a Far Side comic in my head, oh, just the whole time.
The sex stairway to sex heaven.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to need an answer.
Oh, my God. All the other answers suck now.
I don't even remember the other ones.
It sucks when we find the
ones.
One that we riff on, and then the rest of it just like, who cares?
Yeah, right.
One was a trailer. One was a...
There was a bedroom, a sex dungeon, a spaceship.
Probably a Walmart somewhere. Buried. I don't
know. Okay. Do you know this... Oh, God, I got nothing. It's just sex dungeon. Okay, so...
Case just came. Go get a towel.
I did.
Get yourself together, and then you can answer the question.
I think it's in his kid's sex bedroom on his sex spaceship. Why? Buried behind his Why? Sex trainer.
Why would you do this? Thank you for not saying his sex kid. I mean...
Kids,
Jesus
stop.
Christ.
Okay. I'm sure his son's a full-grown man.
Oh my god.
So...
Oh no. I don't even remember the fucking question.
On a spaceship,
because
I got nothing.
You're going to go see his spaceship.
Oh god.
You're going to go with spaceship? Okay.
What?
The answer is A, in his son's bedroom.
It was okay, obviously sex spaceship.
Why did you go with spaceship? Come on, man. Headline number 7.
Because it was going to be that or sex dungeon, and I knew it wasn't sex dungeon, but I couldn't get my mind away from sex dungeon, I had to take a spaceship.
You're welcome. Headline number 7. I found you.
Yeah, you did.
German police recently solved a 9-year-old burglary after DNA evidence was found. Police in the western town of Schwelm tested an item from a crime scene and found a match to an Albanian man currently detained for another crime. Where was this breakthrough? Oh my god!
Oh, you got so close to doing.
Well, get it together.
Where was this breakthrough DNA? You ready, Grant?
Wait, there's DNA?
It's sex DNA.
Oh god.
Wait, hold on. What happened?
German police recently solved a 9-year-old burglary after DNA evidence was found.
Oh, okay.
Where'd they find that evidence?
Got it.
Where
All
was
right.
it?
All right, yeah, just read it. Okay.
A, in a toilet.
Wait, hold on. Who's Albanian?
The Albanians. I think you just broke Michael.
A, in a toilet. B, on a Barbie doll. C, on a half-eaten sausage.
Right. Ooh.
Or D, a pair of underwear.
Half-eaten sausage. Now you got me talking. Fucking A, that's funny.
Okay, is the DNA... How old was this?
9 years old.
Yeah, I don't like the pair of underwear. Why do we have to do that? That's not okay.
I can't imagine sausage would have anything close to, like, have usable DNA at this point. I mean, we don't have the DNA of the pig, the flies that tried to eat it.
So we got toilet, sausage, underwear. What was the other one?
Barbie doll.
Oh, God damn it, man. This is the creepiest fucking question.
All the makings of a good night.
A sex good night.
Was it a sex toilet or just a regular toilet?
No, this was a regular. It wasn't a bidet. If that's what
you're saying. Okay. Every toilet is a sex toilet if you're gross enough.
It's true.
Oh, fuck. What do you think, Case? I've no, like.
I got no, dude. I am.
I got I, nothing I might on this.
Useless for the rest of this pod.
I feel like I'm creepy no matter what I say. Like
I mean, okay, so a toilet and a sausage, I feel like those are the ones that, like, have the least amount of... Like, you figure one of these could, like, drop behind a bookshelf and sit there. That's, you know, you can't drop a toilet behind a bookshelf.
I've always said that.
A sausage, I don't know, man. You got the pig's DNA. I feel like that would screw up any sample. Like, it would be really hard to get, but I don't know how DNA works.
Does DNA imply semen?
No, it could be blood, it could be skin, it could be hair, it could be jizz.
That's just from Superbad when they're talking about how they like wish semen was on everything and then they could solve the butt crimes. Stuff. Yeah,
the Santorum.
Fuck. C is sausage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck. That's my standby is just to go to a C when I don't know anything.
Okay. I tried that last one and it was spaceship, so I don't know.
Fuck it. I'm gonna go with C, not because of the answer, just because I don't. I have
not
no
really
fucking
the lesson
idea.
I expected you to get from that, but okay.
That is correct.
Oh, there you shit. Go.
Grant, currently 4-for-4.
This fuck is you, Grant.
Unheard I mean, of.
I don't think Grant's ever gotten a clean sweep before.
Hell no.
Hell you great. Kick my ass so hard in this game, and I don't get it.
Dude, there's no way I should have gotten that right. That was just luck.
Case, this is yours. Headline rate. Restaurant fool sits in a pool. A California man. Stuntman, in fact. I'm sorry. I just said California and I screwed myself up completely.
Yeah, you did.
A California stuntman spent 24 hours sitting in a pool to promote a Los Angeles area restaurant that has suffered losses from the COVID-19 pandemic. Hunter Ray Barker. Good old Hunter Ray.
Oh, great name.
Everybody loves Hunter Ray.
He claimed that the restaurant was his favorite, which was pretty clear since he was getting a tattoo of the logo of the restaurant while sitting in the pool. What was the pool full of?
Oh, God.
A.
Marinara sauce.
Bean dip.
Nice.
B. Mild buffalo sauce. C. Beer. Or D. Clam chowder.
I hope it wasn't mild buffalo sauce. When that gets in the asshole...
If you was it New England style or Manhattan style clam chowder?
I know that the bean dip was New England style, but I'm not sure about the clam chowder.
Okay.
I'm going to need an answer.
Yeah.
Mostly because this question made me hungry. Anyway.
Right. I am hungry.
Buffalo.
I want to go with beat buffalo?
Fuck, yes. That's bald. That all is right. Bald.
The correct answer is A, bean dip.
God damn it.
You're trying to psychoanalyze me.
Yeah, well, you love buffalo sauce. Like, you have, like, weird things with buffalo sauce.
Well,
sex buffalo sauce.
Sex buffalo sex sauce.
Sex buffalo sauce in a sex pool.
Yeah.
Getting a sex tattoo.
Headline number 9. I got a sex tattoo in a sex pool. What about you guys? Headline number 9. Cornhole for cash.
Cornhole for cash. That sounds dirty.
A lawn care company is seeking an outdoor gaming enthusiast to make $1,000 by playing cornhole. A game involving tossing small bags of corn into holes in a board. Do you need more reasons to get outside? Looking for ways to have fun while socially distancing? Want something that's good for all ages? If you are, then we have the job for you. We're paying someone $1,000 to play cornhole, the post says. What company is doing this ridiculous stunt that I so want to win?
I know, right?
I would
suck at cornhole.
Sonny's Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
B, True Green Lawn Care. C, Dairy Queen, or D, Home Depot.
I love True Green.
I hate True Green, but I also think you're right.
No, I don't love True Green. I've never had, like...
We've had this conversation.
We have a long-standing rivalry with True Green.
Yeah.
Like, if we have a Moriarty or a Bizarro character, it's definitely True Green Lawn Care.
Right on.
Yeah. I think so. I think I am ready to set myself against True Green. Yeah.
True Green Lawn Care, never ever a sponsor.
You know what's funny is
my
brother-in-law has the same relationship with them.
Like I know. We've been through this is all
Yeah, we've talked about it. Yeah. Path.
stuff. Things.
Hey, True
We've
Green,
done this.
Fuck you.
Hey, True Green.
You can fuck right off. Yeah, I gotta go with True Green.
All right. That is correct, Grant. Yes.
Fucking A.
5-4-5.
Oh,
wow.
My God. Does Grant get a half a hamster?
Yeah, Grant, I'm going to go buy half a hamster.
A half a hamster.
Yeah, it's like buying half a loaf of bread because you don't want it to go bad.
That doesn't sound great unless it's like fried.
Also, you guys just won.
Did we? Do we have 7?
You have 7, so this question doesn't matter. Headline number 10.
Fuck everything. Case, I'm not going to listen.
It's... Grant, you get photoshopped with the trophy by yourself.
First of all, it's a chalice of honor. Second of all, let's see how you do in the last question.
I like chalice of honor.
Headline number 10. It's my money and I want it right now. Sorry. A Georgia man who was expecting to find his final paycheck from a former employee said the money finally arrived, but not in the way he expected. Andreas Flatten. Said that he submitted his 2 weeks notice in writing in November, and Miles Walker, the owner of Walker Luxury Auto Works in Peachtree City, that really sounds like something from Mario, had a noticeable negative reaction. He gets up, puts his hands on his head, walks out the door, and disappears for like an hour, Flatten recounted. Who said he left the job due to a toxic work environment, said he was owed $915, which the owner told him would be delivered in January. How did the money arrive? A, in poorly made counterfeit bills. B, in oil-covered pennies.
What?
C, on a check made out to Dick Fucker. Or D, wadded up in a bag of feces.
Pennies and oil. That's a lot of pennies.
That's a lot of pennies. That's a couple hundred pounds of pennies, I would think.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Case, you're fighting for your right to be in the celebratory photo today.
D, C, dick fart, dick
face. You're going to go C, dick fucker.
Dick fucker.
The correct answer is B, oil-covered pennies.
Really?
I'm going to guess that.
Wow. Yeah, would have never guessed that.
I did terribly.
Well, you're in the game with 7 points. Case, you had 2 points. That's not too bad.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah, okay.
Grant had 5 out of 5.
That actually is good. Yeah.
You do look shitty in retrospect. But
what sucks is now I have no fucking idea what the.
Yeah, it's time for the bonus round. And the bonus round. If you can tell me which one of these I made up completely, you will get 2 extra points. Was it headline number 1, the bad guy, the cursing person at the fast food restaurant? Headline number 2, the broken Trump because it got punched in the fucking face. Headline number 3, the Unglückstone or depression food. Headline number 4, the salmon. Headline number 5, the mannequins in the house. Headline number 6, the son's bedroom with a slide. Headline number 7, the half-eaten sausage with DNA on it. Headline number 8, the bean dip man. Or headline number 9, the Truky Long Care. Or headline number 10, the oil-covered pennies. Which one of these did I make up?
Case, I have 3 and 7 highlighted.
Okay. I like 3 is the German one, right?
Yeah.
And what's 7?
The sausage, the DNA on the sausage.
Yeah, I like that one. I feel like I was really surprised that it was sausage.
Right? I just have 3 question marks and I put gross underneath it.
I just don't know
if Mike could fabricate that. Wasn't it in Germany and there was an Albanian somehow?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's how Sopressata's made, though. I mean, you just drop
oh my god,
a DNA covered sausage
behind the fuck up.
Also, Sopressata, delicious.
It really is.
Especially with a little DNA in it.
Also like a level 1 carcinogen, but anyway.
So those are my guesses, are 3 and 7.
Let's go with God, I don't want to answer because I know I'm going to screw this up somehow because,
my gut was 3. My gut was 3.
All right, let's go with 3.
You want to go
with
number 3?
The sleeper would be 5. The house with the mannequins.
Okay, I thought you were done. You're not done. Are you done? Number 3?
No, we're not done. The sleeper would be 5. The house with the mannequins. It was pigeons, caterpillars, mannequins, and something else. Oh, the China dolls.
Clearly.
And Tahoe. And he, fucked with me about the Tahoe reference. So, maybe. He likes to do, he'll pick on you for something specific about the question just to make it not look like it's the fake question. I'm telling you, this is all I think about when we play this game.
I mean, you are. I already threw away my notes because I was mad because it did so poorly. So, like, I'm.
God damn it. All right, so I'm going to throw out
100% at your mercy.
It's 3, 5, or 7. Let's go with 3.
All right, we're going to go with number 3.
Yeah.
The correct answer is, and you're going to love this. Number one.
Are you fucking kidding me?
But it doesn't matter. You guys have 7. You get a photoshopped photo of you guys holding the stock footage Chalice of Honor.
Chicken wasn't real.
Sorry, man.
Oh, that hurts my feelings. I'm so sorry. Greg's Michigan? Are you fucking kidding me? You got me on that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you fucker.
Oh, I heard
that.
It's kind of worth it to see Grant back.
That fucking hurts. Greg's Michigan coffee. And Case sold me on the chicken. I didn't even pick that answer.
I'm sorry.
God damn it.
Well, while we're mad, why don't you tell me the first sentence that comes to mind?
Fuck. Fuck off, Mike.
Fuck off, Mike.
I'm done.
Fuck yourself, Mike.
I'm out. I had 3 guesses and none of them are right. I'm out.
All right.
If you think I'm going to keep talking, you're wrong.
I just wanted to, I just wanted to repeat what you said because I liked it.
I like really long intros into these.
Really unnecessary.
Fuck off, Mike.
Yep. That's our new theme song.
Fuck off, Mike. Go fuck yourself, Mike. I'm out.
Fuck off, Mike. Not my best. I don't care.
Yay!
That was great.
I feel like that should be our theme song.
Absolutely.
Fuck off, Mike.
Wow, guys. I don't know. I don't have anything.
I'm so mad right now.
That was good
I'm
stuff,
so
guys.
Fucking mad right now.
You mean you're sex mad?
God damn it, yeah. I'm sex mad about the sex chicken.
Oh, but that was a great sex podcast.
Mm-hmm. About sex number one and sex answer B.
What? Sex answer sex B is what you mean.
Yeah, sex answer sex B. Yeah.
Okay, what the fuck?
Well, what are we doing?
Thanks anyway.
Hey, first of all, you can't thanks anyway. I thanks anyway.
Hey,
I just thanks anyway.
Shit. Well,
thanks anyway.
The Arsenal game has already started and they're losing by 2. So I'm gonna go sit in my closet.
Go sit in your closet.
Sounds good.
Thanks anyway.
Fuck off.
Mike.
Fuck off.
Thank you for listening to Man Bites Dog. The show is hosted by Michael Hill, R.K.'s Hill, and Grant Heeng Uveld. Thanks anyway, fam.
That was a Titancast episode.